From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The president, the vice president, and Congress's top lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are sparring over health care overhaul in the glare of TV lights. The White House says it is really hoping for consensus in this summit, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, there's been little agreement so far.
Republicans repeated their call for the White House to scrap health care legislation that narrowly passed the House and Senate in favor of starting over with a clean sheet of paper. Mr. Obama defended the product of the year-long legislative process. He urged Republicans to put aside their talking points and focus instead on areas of common ground.
We might surprise ourselves and find out that we agree more than we disagree. And that would then help to dictate how we move forward. It may turn out, on the other hand, there's just too big of a gulf. And then we'll have to figure out how we proceed from there.
Democrats have not come out and said they'll use a budget maneuver to bypass a threatened Republican filibuster, but the president's plan was crafted in a way to preserve that possibility. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve is looking into Goldman Sachs and other U.S. banks' use of investment tools to make bets that Greece will default on its debt. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee today that the central bank is concerned that credit default swaps may have made Greece's debt crisis worse. Bernanke says the Securities and Exchange Commission will probably review the matter as well. Greece's growing debt and its potential effect on other European nations has shaken world markets in recent weeks. Economists in the U.S. haven't seen this big a surge in 6 months. Orders for durable goods jumped 3% in January, driven up by higher demand for commercial aircraft, as Danielle Carson reports.
The increase was due mostly to a huge spike, 126%, in aircraft orders, specifically for Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner aircraft. Excluding transportation, orders fell 0.6%. Durable goods orders are an important indicator of manufacturing activity. But Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial Services, says they're also notoriously volatile.
Because of that, I wouldn't worry too much about a decline in 1 month, especially after a couple of months of growth. But again, it's one more indication that in January anyway, the economy downshifted a bit from the fourth quarter.
There was also a setback in the labor market. New claims for unemployment benefits rose to almost 500,000 last week. Lowe says that suggests businesses are still hesitant about hiring. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Following news on the unemployment claims, we certainly have U.S. stocks continuing its downward spiral. At last check, the Dow was down nearly 90 points at 10,285. This is NPR. Italy's richest agricultural area, the Po River Valley, is threatened by thousands of tons of spilled diesel fuel. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports authorities suspect the oil spill was deliberate.
Fast currents have prevented efforts to contain the oil slick floating downriver. It has reached the important food-producing province of Parma, home to Italy's famed Parmesan cheese and prosciutto ham. The local civil protection agency says about 106,000 gallons of fuel poured into a tributary of the Po River, Italy's longest, from storage tanks at a disused refinery northeast of Milan. The agency said the fuel could have been released from tanks intentionally. Farm groups say the food chain is safe because agricultural production is low this time of year and recent heavy rains mean the Po will not be needed for irrigation. The Po River Valley produces one-third of Italy's agricultural output and represents 40% of the country's GDP. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The number of people missing from last weekend's landslide in Portugal may be higher than earlier thought. News reports are citing the tourism office on the island of Madeira, saying that at least 29 people are still unaccounted for. That figure has fluctuated since Saturday's storm sent sludge and boulders crashing down onto coastal homes. At least 42 people are confirmed dead. A grand jury has indicted two men in the alleged plot to bomb the New York City subway system. Zairain Amidze and Ades Medunyanin are accused of planning to carry out the attack last September. They have pleaded not guilty. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.